You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Negotiations have been on and off for over a year, but finally, Brown County and C. Rice agree on where and how to move the coal piles that have been on prime waterfront property for 125 years. The coal will not go to the former Pulliam Power Plant site, but rather to the Fox River Terminal, which C. Rice's parent company owns. It currently houses salt there, but the salt will be moved to a 16-acre area of the former Pulliam site. The coal currently sits on property in downtown Green Bay that studies have shown could create $150 million in development. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
This is a difficult thing to do. If it were easy to solve, it would have been solved 50 years ago, 75 years ago. It's literally something that mayors of the city of Green Bay and other community leaders have been working on for upwards of 75 years. So this is a massive achievement.
The state of Wisconsin threatened to pull a $15 million grant earmarked to expand port operations at the Pulliam site if a deal was not reached. Diana Moss, the Assistant Deputy Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Administration, said that a generational impact will be made as the grant money is put to work. The air quality advisory our state has been under for most of the week has been extended through noon today. The DNR said the air quality index is still in the orange range, which is unhealthy for sensitive groups like older adults, young children, pregnant people, and anyone with respiratory issues. The issue is smoke and haze from wildfires in Canada. Officials recommend making outdoor activity shorter and less intensive. Also, watch for symptoms including excess coughing or shortness of breath. Two bodies were pulled from the waters in Door County this week. On Wednesday, Door County Sheriff's officers recovered the body of a female from the Bay of Green Bay near Little Strawberry Island. On Thursday morning, Sturgeon Bay Police recovered a male from the water near the Door County Maritime Museum. Both incidents remain under investigation. Oshkosh-based North Valley Precision recently purchased a manufacturing warehouse in Menasha to handle pre-shipment and post-shipment quality operations and inspections, creating over 50 jobs in the process. Company founder and CEO Brandon Erickson said they are actively hiring for metal finishing and quality control. North Valley Precision provides quality assurance to its manufacturing customers, specializing in on-site inspections, data collection, and supply chain control. A breakdown in negotiations over a tax cut and other spending measures in Wisconsin threatens to put the 2026 race for governor on hold, with the Democratic incumbent saying he will not announce his decision on seeking a third term in the swing state until after a budget deal is done. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the legislature have been meeting in private since April, trying to hammer out a deal ahead of the July 1st deadline. But those talks broke down late Wednesday. Wisconsin is poised to be in the national political spotlight again next year with the race for governor and a fight over control of the legislature. Republicans introduced a bill yesterday that they say would make hospital prices more transparent in Wisconsin. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
A study from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Foundation found Wisconsin has the fifth highest healthcare costs in the country. Their study showed private health plans paid more than 300% more than Medicare did for the same services. Dr. Nicole Hemkiss owns Advocate MD in Madison.
I remember an experience 1 or 2 years ago of calling one of our local healthcare systems, and I had a list of 4 or 5 specific x-rays that I wanted to get the cash price for. I was doing this for our patients in order to figure out what would be the most competitive prices for them. After being transferred to 3 or 4 different people, multiple calls back and unreturned phone calls, I was told that they couldn't give me the cash price because they needed to run this through insurance. And I explained to them that they should know what they are charging for a service that they are doing at their hospital.
Meanwhile, just this week, an analysis from Turquoise Health showed Wisconsin has the highest price transparency in the nation. Federal price transparency rules were put in place in 2021, and since then, no Wisconsin hospital has ever been fined for breaking those rules. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Everyone gets to enjoy Wisconsin State parks, trails, and waters for free this coming weekend. Brittany Merlot tells us how it coincides with Clean Water, Clean Boats, and annual drain campaign.
It's the 13th annual Free Fun Weekend, where state park admission fees are waived, fishing licenses aren't needed, and neither are trail passes for the first weekend in June. You get to explore 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 inland lakes.
Definitely in Wisconsin, we know that we have a challenge of having invasive species in our waters, and we can definitely take steps, keep them where they're found, and prevent them from spreading further.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size, to being about the inch and a quarter, you know, adult size. So definitely the larvae are not something that you would very easily spot in water. They would have to be getting to larger adult size before you'd be able to see them.
So, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
A homestand for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers begin a 12-game homestand tonight, their longest of the season, against the Padres. That's followed by the Braves next week, and then the second-place Cardinals, the crew coming off a day's rest after beating the Reds 9-1 on Wednesday. NFL. Aaron Rodgers will sign a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rodgers has kept in touch with their head coach.
Listen, I've talked to Mike Tomlin, great dude. It was nice to go into the city. I'd never really spent any time in Pittsburgh other than the few times we've played there. But yeah, I've enjoyed talking to Mike.
NBA Finals, Oshkosh North High School grad Tyrese Halliburton has done it again. A last second shot to lead the Pacers to a win in the playoffs, 111-110 over the Thunder in game one of the finals.
Man, we just, we keep believing and we stay together. And it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till it hits zero. And we just keep pushing. So like I said, really proud of this group.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Actress Mia Sara is back after a 14-year hiatus. You might know her as Sloane Peterson from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yahoo Entertainment reports she was back on the red carpet at the premiere of The Life of Chuck, a sci-fi fantasy based on a Stephen King novel. Sara was last seen on the big screen in 2011 in Dorothy and the Witches of Oz. Sara says she is not officially out of retirement, but will always work if director Mike Flanagan asks her. I feel the same way. Here is some cool news on the heels of a really good documentary about Sly and the Family Stone. The Hulu documentary Sly Lives was insightful and a really fun watch. Now, 60 years after a concert recording, a new album will be released. According to Variety, the first family, live at Winchester Cathedral, 1967, will be released this summer. The band's manager put the recordings in a vault shortly after the show decades ago. They were discovered in 2002. The new old material will be released July 18th on High Moon Records. Comedian Sinbad will appear in Tyler Perry's upcoming film, Straw. This may not sound like major news, but it is when you factor in that the comedian suffered a debilitating stroke 5 years ago and was hospitalized for months. The former star of his own show called The Sinbad Show said he is thrilled for the opportunity to be back in front of the camera and said the road back has been difficult. According to the New York Post, the film also stars Sherry Shepherd and Taraji Henson. Director Perry says, "I know it's been really difficult for him, so giving him this opportunity made me feel amazing." The daughter of Tim McGraw and Faith Hill chose Pride Month to come out as queer. 28-year-old Gracie, the oldest of the couple's three daughters and a working actress, shared the news in an Instagram post on June 2nd. This is the first time the country music power duo's daughter has opened up about her sexuality. McGraw and Hill have yet to comment on the post, but in the past, Hill has expressed public support for the LGBTQ+ community. Wicked might have gotten shut out at the 2025 Oscars, but it is a true box office blockbuster. Universal Studios is busy getting the word out about Wicked for Good, Chapter 2 of the film adapted from the Broadway musical, which made just shy of $500 million in the United States alone. Universal released the trailer for the second installment, which is available for viewing on YouTube and many other outlets. Wicked for Good is scheduled to hit theaters November 21st of this year. Just because you were a critically acclaimed director doesn't mean you get everything you want. Director Wes Anderson really wants Jodie Foster to be in his movies, but it hasn't happened. The director lamented that he has reached out to Foster several times, and they even hit it off at a meeting. Deadline reports he has approached her for almost every movie he's done, but it just hasn't worked out. Anderson still says he thinks Foster is just great and loves her. Who doesn't love Jodie Foster? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower later today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, mid 70s. Sunday, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.